Loz, I'm really surprised he hasn't braved the traffic to make his way in here, because our World Cup guru, Robbie Slater, he's got the chest stuck out. Head-to-head result, $3.40, tick for Robbie. First goal scorer, Ericsson, $5.50, tick for Robbie. Half-time result, correct score, $9, tick for Robbie Slater. Anytime goal scorer, Azani missed out there, but apart from that, double chance, which was one of the options, Australia to win or draw, $1.95, tick for Robbie Slater. It's taken a whole week, but he's come good. Hello, Robbie.
That's I was going to give you here you go.
Oh, simple. Cupboard door shutting.
Yeah, that's me just closing the door on you when I tell you, what about France?
Oh, France. Yeah, did you tip that?
Mbappe, first goal scorer. Sorry. Have a look on the website.
Okay.
You
yep.
need to follow it better.
Yep.
France win, Mbappe first goal scorer.
Wow.
Yes, anyway, moving on, the more important thing is we got a disappointing result. Not a disappointing performance, to be honest. I thought the boys were good. I just think we got it wrong. In the last 20 minutes, when we should have gone for the jugular, we had Denmark. Denmark were gone. Ericsson wasn't in the game. And that's where, look, I can't find... I didn't get much sleep because I stayed up to watch France-Peru, which was not the greatest result for us. Of course, we're now on life support, really, going into that last game, because Peru, I tell you, are the most unlucky side to lose two games 1-0 and be out of the tournament. And don't think they're going to lay down because they're out, because you know they haven't won a game since 78, so they're going to want to go home with something. But really... I scratch my head, and if I had hair, I'd pull it out. Why? And what's happened with Tim Cahill? And I know everyone's going to say, but he didn't play much game time. I don't care. He didn't. You know how much game time he had at Melbourne City when he played and started started the match against Syria when he scored both goals to keep us in the playoff qualifying round and sent us to play Honduras. With Tim Cahill, he'd hardly played at Melbourne City. Warren Joyce had him on the bench. And I know he's been on the bench the whole time at Millwall, but it's a different... You're talking about a different animal here in Cahill. When he pulls on that green and gold, he does extraordinary things. And look, sorry...
Does the coach rate him, you reckon, Robbie?
No,
obviously
I
not.
You got it massively wrong. How you can't use Cahill at 1-1 when you've got them and you're actually getting balls into the air. Against France, I get it. I sort of get it because it wasn't the same type of game. We weren't dominating France. We weren't getting crosses into the box. It was completely different. It was a brave performance.
Right.
But this one, we had Denmark, and we didn't go for the jugular. Azani, yes. Azani just proved to me when he came on, he should have started. Sorry.
Yeah. So, going forward then to Peru, we have to win that game. Does he get a start in that game, Timmy?
Well, no, probably not. Why Van Marwijk's shown his hand. For me, it's too little too late. Yeah, we have to go and win the game, but we need the other result to go our way as well. And, France and Denmark go into a game knowing that, you know, if they draw, they both finish exactly where they are, first and second in the group. So
yeah, but surely you want to finish on top, don't you?
Well, if they draw, they'll finish on top, France. But France got...
Two wins.
Yeah, but they're going to go...
France have got 6 points. Denmark have got 4. If they draw, France will finish on 7 and Denmark on 5, and the rest can please themselves and book their tickets.
Robbie, look, sitting there watching the game last night, when you look, I was terribly excited. I thought it was an enthralling game of footy, mate. And I look at those stats and I'm seeing all these corners come in, and we had 14 shots on goal to their 10, and we had 16 crosses to their 8, and I'm thinking... Timmy with his aerial prowess. I know he's 38, but with one of those crosses, just one of his headers, and you got a 2-1 result.
Listen, he was 37 and three quarters when he scored 2 against Syria. I mean, for God's sake, if you're going to have him, he's our... Forget the greatest soccerer and the greatest ever goal scorer. That we can all celebrate when he's retired. I'm talking about currently, if you go through the qualifying campaign and... He's the top goal scorer, not by a little, by some way. And guess what? Guess what they say? The Didier Deschamps, the French players, and the Danish players, who are they scared of? is the only player they practically know. And I don't mean that disrespectfully.
Sure.
It's Cahill. It's just extraordinary that you don't use him for the minimum of, well, the last 20 minutes.
But the coach must have been confident that he thought a goal was coming, because he said after the first 15 minutes, he could see them drop off and we began to control the game. You could see they were scared of us.
Where did he get that confidence from? We've scored two goals in this World Cup and they both come from
penalties.
Penalties. Now, if you go back to the qualifying campaign, you go through it, mate. You go through the goals and the Honduras game where Timmy didn't score. Who scored the goals?
Mille Jedinak.
Yeah, all set pieces.
Yep.
Two penalties and one free kick. Now, so from open play, we do not score a hell of a lot of goals. And the majority of them come from Cahill. Now, I get it. He's old. He's old for football. He's not old in terms of life. 38 is extraordinary, but he's gone this far.
Yeah.
It's his last tournament. I just find it extraordinary. No disrespect to Tommy Juric. Tommy Juric hardly trained in the camp in Turkey, didn't start any games, got subbed as a sub in the last warm-up game against Hungary, has shown what to be ahead of Cahill. I mean, seriously, unless we're not at training, okay? But all the reports are, from the journalists who are there in place, from the people within the camp, from Craig Duncan, who's the fitness guru, Timmy's in fantastic shape.
Yeah.
I mean, it's extraordinary. Yeah. And this is what happens. This is what happens when you have a coach who can't be and won't be held to account, because he's basically 90, we're 90 minutes away from the end of an era. And that's Bert van Marwijk's era, which is a very short one. And look, I hope and I pray that we get through somehow. You know, that France beat Denmark, huh? You know, by more than one goal.
Sure.
And we can beat Peru, and it's not impossible. But you just get the feeling that game was there for the taking,
Well, destiny's not in our own hand anymore. But you've still got to hold out hope, and Peru haven't won a game, so we go out there with an attacking mindset.
Do you play Tim? No.
So I think he might. I think he might play Tim.
This is a technical question we've got to ask you, mate, because we thought, did it get down to a choice between Tim Cahill and Azani, or could you? You can play both, can't you? Couldn't you start with Azani, then bring Tim on still for the final 20?
Well, completely different players. It's just a stupid question.
Oh, well, mate, I'm asking you as a novice observer.
I can see your eyebrows furrowing now and looking at people around you going,
well, you tell me. Go on.
Right. It's completely different players playing different positions. Of course you can play them.
Well,
I'm going to put this phone down.
Well, hold on. If I know that, how come Bert doesn't know that?
Sorry?
If I want those two guys in my team, how come Bert doesn't?
Against Denmark, TK, I said it yesterday morning when me and Mossy were there, is that for me, and I know it's easy, I'm not in the environment, I'm not the coach, I would have played Azani and Cahill from the start last night.
Right, okay.
At the very least, Azani, okay? Yep. I get it with Cahill, you can't start him, but I'm with the theory that if you started with Cahill, you might get 50, 60 minutes out of him, but he might have done the business.
Yeah.
Okay, if he hasn't, I think Azani. I mean, look at Azani. I mean, what he did in 20 minutes was more than, most of the attacking players did in the whole time they were on the pitch.
Hey, Robert, just got a quick one here from an SMS Shire. Fellas, can you ask Robbie, wouldn't France be going for the win to avoid Croatia, and would Timmy start now with no Andrew Nebut?
Yeah, that was the other. Look, it's it's a good SMS. Croatia, wow, what a result. Smashing Argentina on the precipice of elimination from the tournament. Yeah, look, I get his SMS, but he's forgetting that France and Denmark only need a draw for that to stay the same. Because France have won two, so they're on 6 points. Denmark are on 4 points. So 1 point, France finished top of the group, Denmark finished second. So that answers the first part. Given what Van Marwijk did last night, it's Juric that'll start, because Nabut looks gone. He won't recover from that kind of injury in such a short space of time. But maybe, listen, it's just not me saying this. This is the nation.
Like, yeah, exactly right.
Where I was last night
at
Hyundai down at North Sydney, the pool there, I mean, everyone's just wondering. You could see as the camera panned to the crowd, and it's nothing personal against Tommy Urich. This nation wanted KL to come on at that point because I think we felt that it was there for the taking, and the stats proved you just named them, TK, the balls into the penalty area, the amount of shots, the amount of goal-mouth action. I remember one time Arzani going through and Urich went for it, but it was just a Cahill kind of ball. It was the kind of ball you've seen, you know, so many times Cahill get on the end
absolutely.
Of it. Absolutely. And the thing is, we're all saying this, and we shouldn't be saying that, because Cahill may have come on and not did it. But I don't think we would have lost the game. I think we still would have finished 1-1.
Yeah.
And the thing is now, it's gone.
I know.
We'll never know.
I know.
And, to answer his last part of the question, I would start Cahill, but I don't think Bert van Marwijk will.
Yep. Robbie, we appreciate your forthright opinions, as always, mate, and we'll be keeping an eye on the Tab app as well for your thoughts right throughout the weekend until we chat again on Monday, buddy.
Gracias, au revoir.